Welcome to Lifehouse Church Online. To know more about our senior pastors, head to the Lifehouse website. We hope you enjoy the service.
Pastor Richard and Pastor Helen, you guys are amazing. Everybody over there at Lifehouse Church in Melbourne, one of the great churches, I just want to say a big g'day and tell you, I'm just so honoured to be bringing the word this morning. Can I just say this? If I'd realised that when I was with you last time in person, it was really one of the last few weeks that church really even existed. It was the grand opening there with Pastor Wayne and that conference. I remember seeing everyone in Melbourne Airport wearing masks and I was thinking, oh, these people are crazy in that airport. But who knew what was going to be on us? And by the grace of God, we're coming out of it, and I'm believing God will speak to your premier and give you some freedom in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And so, but it's such a privilege to be with you, and I want you to know, some of you that you're in the church, you're hanging on, you're watching each week. Understand that pleases the heart of God. It's a blessing to your pastors. I'm believing God that Lifehouse Church is coming out of this stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're at home, say a good amen. We're going to get in the Word together, Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Let's turn there together, Acts chapter 19. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James, which is a translation that was penned by the Apostle Paul personally. Not many people know that. That's a joke. Acts chapter 19. And let's have a look at verse number 1. It says this, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said to him, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. To be honest with you, I worry that Christians, even in 2021, might believe, they might be disciples, but they don't know that there's a Holy Spirit who can come alongside them, be their friend, that they can know him not just in power, but know him as a person. They can truly know Jesus even greater because of their intimacy with the Holy Spirit. They can know God the Father's nature and character because of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you, even in this season, when it seems like a lot of liberties are gone, draw closer to the things of the Spirit. Draw closer to the person of the Spirit, because he'll come alongside and be your paraclete, the one who comes alongside to help. And I'm believing today that there'll just be a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, and you'd walk with him closer, know him closer. I'm believing that by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. It says here, I'm still reading my scripture, I'm just getting a bit carried away this morning. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said, we didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. He said to them, into what then were you baptized? They said, John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people they should believe on him who had come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this, verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all. I love the Holy Spirit. I love his presence. I love his power. One of the most beautiful ways that I can know him and know him as a person is to pray in tongues, to talk to him in a heavenly language, and let that river flow out of me. Jesus said, out of your most innermost being will flow a river of living water. And so for me, my relationship with Jesus, my relationship with God the Father, my relationship with the Holy Spirit is so powerfully impacted when I pray in tongues, when I pray in the Spirit, when I pray that using the gift that God's given me to touch him. And I know him as a person. I experience him as someone I can talk to and rest on. And you know, some people think the Holy Spirit is kind of like this Pentecostal bird who comes in and just releases the gifts of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not a bird. The Holy Spirit's a person. And he brings with him the beauty of Jesus. He brings with him the beauty of heaven, and he touches our lives. He's the one who regenerated us when we called on the name of Jesus. He's the one who really came on the inside of us, indwelled us, made Jesus so real, shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's not an it, he's a he. He's as much a he as Jesus is, as much a person as Jesus is. When I refer to Jesus, I don't say, man, I'm glad it died on the cross. I say he. When I talk about the person of the Spirit, I say he's here, he's moving, he's real. You can experience his presence. The Holy Spirit's not a force. He's God. He's as much God as Jesus is. And he wants to transform and touch your life in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Kurabasha. Man, that'll stir your faith. And you know, Paul, he meets these guys at Ephesus and he takes them into a greater dimension in their relationship with Jesus, and knows that they're saved, knows that they're on their way to heaven, but knows there's a further experience that they need to experience, and that's the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and that's the release of the gifts of God on the inside of them. And so for Paul, praying in tongues was essential part of discipleship. Praying in the Spirit is an essential part of discipleship. In 1 Corinthians 14:5, he said, I wish you all spoke in tongues. In 1 Corinthians 14:18, he said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. And he was talking to the Corinthians. They spoke in tongues more than anyone. In fact, Paul was trying to slow them down a little bit, going, yeah, you're just going crazy in church. Everyone's just talking over each other, praying in the Spirit. But even addressing all that, he said, I actually speak in tongues more than all of you. He's not pulling away from the gifts. He's actually helping them manage those gifts and manage those graces. And biblically, Mark 16:17, Jesus talks about, he says, in my name, you'll speak with new tongues. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. The Spirit gave them the utterance. The greatest way that we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit is to be filled with His Spirit, pray in the Spirit, because we have a supernatural means to connect with God. And I'm believing God today that there'll just be a fresh sense of the closeness of the Holy Spirit as we pray in the Spirit, lean on that gift that God's given us. In a time where we're locked down, in a time where it's crazy, at a time where, honestly, for everybody over there in Victoria, we feel for you so terribly bad. My dad, he actually lives in Melbourne, and I talk to him all the time. It's incredibly difficult for so many people, for their mental health, for their sense of purpose. It's so tough. Adelaide's quite open, and it's quite tough, even living through it here. And so we can't even imagine what you have been dealing with. But what I can say is that even in the most incredible, difficult times, we have a gift that's been given to us that I would encourage, if there's a time on earth that we should be using that gift of praying in the Spirit, it's right now in the name of Jesus. And so I want to give you 10 reasons why we should speak in tongues, 10 reasons why we should pray in tongues, 10 reasons why we should sing in tongues. And I want you to write these down. I'm going to go so fast that you're going to go, man, that's a sign and a wonder. That was so quick. Here we go. 10 reasons. Number one, 10 reasons why we should pray in tongues. Number one, because it's the initial sign that you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 2, when they first got filled with the Holy Spirit, it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the ability. In Acts chapter 10:44, while Peter was yet speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on all those that heard the word. The place was touched with the power of God, and they spoke in tongues. They were filled with the Spirit. In Acts chapter 19, he laid hands, and they all spoke in other tongues. When the Spirit of God, when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's a prayer language that enters your life, and it's powerful. So the first reason we pray in tongues is because that's the gift that comes with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The second reason we pray in tongues, and some of these might be less known to you, and I just pray that it stirs your faith a little bit. The second reason we pray in tongues is because it brings clarity in my world and confusion in the camp of the enemy. It brings clarity in my world, but confusion in the camp of the enemy. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:2, he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. That's secrets between friends. What is known only to the initiated. When I pray in the Spirit, I have end-to-end encryption. Not like an Android that's easily access through spam text messages. It's like an iPhone. I'm just having fun with you. When you're speaking on the other end of the line, there's understanding in your spirit connecting with the Holy Spirit, and it's safe. And when you pray that, the enemy doesn't know. He knows your English prayers. Oh, Lord, I just pray, do this or do that in my world. I'm believing for it. And you know what? We should pray in English. We should pray in our natural language. But when we kick into Holy Spirit prayer, when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, the devil doesn't understand it. All he knows is on the other side of a good time of prayer in the Spirit, he gets a black eye. And so while we're praying in the Spirit, I just know that demonic powers that may be coming against us in this season, against our mind and our spirit, they go, why is he doing that? Why is she doing that? Why are they doing that? I've done everything I can to try and stop them doing that. And whenever they do that, I know that things are going to happen in my world that I don't want to see happen. They've got to stop it. They'll even try and get a distraction to happen. Keep pushing through in the name of Jesus. Because when you do, you have kingdom clarity and demonic confusion. Stuff breaks. Man, I feel the power of God on this in the name of Jesus. Come on, say amen if you believe it. Another reason we pray in other tongues. Spirit of God, he gets closer to us as we do it. So why do we do it? Number three, to magnify God. To magnify God. It's not just a prayer language. I call it my prayer and praise language. When we pray in the Spirit, it intensifies our prayer life. When we worship in the Spirit, it intensifies our worship life. Paul's regulating the use of tongues in church. But at the end, after he's gone through all of it, this is what he says in 1 Corinthians 14. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding's unfruitful. What's the conclusion? I'll pray with the Spirit. I'll also pray with the understanding. I'll sing with the Spirit, and I'll also sing with the understanding. The Bible says in Acts 10:46, for they heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. I worship when I pray. I don't just pray, oh Lord, I need this breakthrough. I delight myself. I worship him, God. I worship, I praise you. And then I start to worship in the Holy Ghost in church. Every Sunday when we gather here in Adelaide, I worship in tongues. I praise God in song with everybody else. But there's times where I just, oh, hallelujah, Lord, I worship you. And I know that's a little bit of an out there thing for some, but can I say, I touch God in a way that I can never touch him in my own strength. There's something supernatural about it. That's the power of praying in the Holy Ghost. We do that to magnify God. Number four, why do we pray in tongues? Number four, to build yourself up. Jude 20 says, build yourself up in your most holy faith. How? By praying in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 14, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. It's like to charge up like a battery. I've got my phone here, and it's the phone that I use, and right now it's pretty full. It's 95% full. It means I haven't been on it too much today, or maybe it's just been on a charger. I don't know. But have you ever been? You look at your phone, and that little white battery up there turns yellow because it needs a charge, red, I should say. It needs a charge. And then when it's on 17%, you walk up to people. You'd almost walk up to someone in the street. Remember when people used to walk up to you and say, hey, mate, you got a smoke? Now I walk up to someone, hey, got some charge, man. I need some charge, bro. Have you got some charge? Nah, bro, sorry, I don't have charge. Ah, I need some charge. I got to have some charge. We won't let our phones go too low. But spiritually, I feel like we've had a red battery for a long time. What happens when we pray in the Holy Spirit? We get our battery back to green, back to full. Some of you need to get full and overflowing, 100% full. You know, I can hear you shouting in your houses right now. Right across Victoria. I'm believing God wants to get you charged up afresh with the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Another reason we pray in tongues is we pray the perfect will of God. Romans 8 talks about likewise the Spirit, verse 26, helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings. They're our groanings. In other words, makes intercession for us through us praying in the Spirit, which cannot be uttered. In other words, groanings that can't be uttered with natural words, so we use a heavenly language. And he searches The Bible says, verse 27, now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When we pray in tongues, we pray the perfect will of God. We lend our voice to the perfect will of God. Well, David, I don't know what to pray. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Number six, what happens when we pray in tongues? Number six, we break fear and we unlock peace. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7, Paul's speaking to him. He says, therefore, I remind you, he's talking to Timothy, stir up the gift of God. Somebody say, stir up. Come on, you can say it louder than that. Say, stir up. Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. I remind you, stir up the gift which is in you. When you do it, you get out of that spirit of fear and you step into power, love, and sound mind. It breaks fear and unlocks peace. Can I tell you right now, the pandemic is not so much COVID. The effects of it are going to be with people for some time. And that's in people's minds and in people's emotions and sense of people's confidence. Confidence is low. But I pray by the Spirit of God, faith will come back. Power, dunamis, love, sound mind. The power of God will lift you out of fear and set your feet on solid ground. In the name of Jesus. Another reason we pray in the Spirit. Number seven is God speaks to us and through us. Isaiah prophesied many, many hundred years before Christ came, and many, many hundred years before the upper room. Isaiah 28:11 tells us, with stammering lips and an unknown tongue, he will speak to this people. God speaks in us and through us. Now, in number eight, when we pray in tongues, our spirit prays. 1 Corinthians 14:14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. And number nine, when we pray in tongues, we stir up the power of God on the inside of us. The Bible says, 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7. I read it just a minute ago when I did point number 6, but in point number 9, same scripture. Therefore, I remind you, stir up the gift of God which is in you. How do you do that? By praying in the Holy Spirit. Gee, I wish I could be in the room with you. Gee, I wish I could put my hand on your shoulder and pray this with you. I wish I could, but I can't. But the same power that's in this room right now, where I'm standing in Modbury in South Australia, is the same power that's all over Victoria right now. I'm believing for a fresh touch of the power of God to be upon your home, your family, your business, everything you put your hand to. I speak life. I speak favor. I speak blessing in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift of God. Number 10. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, this is just a little bit of a right-hand turn. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we give God full control. James 3 talks about taming the tongue. And when we tame the tongue, it gives us control over our lives. Now, when I got saved, he took over my heart. When I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, he took control of my tongue. When my mouth and my language is submitted to God, the direction of my life, it goes the right way. And that's what praying in the Spirit does, friends, brothers and sisters. When we pray in the Spirit, it directs the pattern of our life into a place where God's in control. I believe it heightens our submission to God when we pray in tongues. Gives God control. Do you know, too often we want control. You know, in terms of the things of the Holy Spirit, you know, you can grieve the Holy Spirit, resist the Holy Spirit, quench the Holy Spirit, blaspheme the Holy Spirit, but you can't control the Holy Spirit. When you try to control the Holy Spirit, he steps back, but I don't want to control him. I want to be controlled by him. The Holy Spirit doesn't work for me. I work for the Holy Spirit. You know, wherever you are, right across Victoria, you might be in your homes, you might be gathered in a small setting, and I don't know how you're coming to watch this. You might be on your smartphone. You might be in your lounge room. You might be in your car. I don't know where you are, but what I do know is Jesus Christ wants to touch. And I wonder, wherever you are, if it's practical, if you could stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. the Holy Spirit will come close. And you'd know His person, you'd know His presence, you'd know His anointing. Father, in Jesus' name, the rain of heaven just fall right across this church. Lord, let the rain of heaven fall in Jesus' name. Lord, we're asking for special anointing, special grace, special boldness, fresh oil. Lord God, for those who have lost their jobs, Lord, I'm praying for fresh provision, fresh opportunity, fresh grace. Lord God, I thank You for it. Let a fresh anointing come upon this house in the name of Jesus. Greater than ever, greater than ever. Lord, when they emerge from lockdown, Lord, I pray they come back stronger. They come back more souls, more breakthrough, more of the supernatural. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness in Jesus' name, and we give You thanks and we give You honor. Hallelujah. Just for 1 minute, lift your hands. Let His anointing just come on you. There's a grace. There's healing happening. If you need a miracle, Father, right now, would You heal? Would You turn things around by the power of God? Lord, we love You. We praise You. We honor You in Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a big amen. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need You in my life. I choose You as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with You that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.